talk to you for a moment, and I'd like to present you an opportunity to live your dream. Gotta be hungry to do that. Face those rejections. So Mr. Washington, he challenged me. And he said, "Stop working on yourself." I said, "I will, sir." And I started doing that. And pretty soon, he said, "I've done all I can do for you. It's on you now. What do you want to do?" "I want to become a disc jockey, sir. I want to be on the radio, sir, and talk to people. I love to talk." How many of you love to talk? Raise your hands, please. I love it. How many of you like helping people? Raise your hands, please. I like helping people. He said, "Very good." He said, "You can do that." He said, "Develop your mind. Be not conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Listen to motivational messages all the time." Earl Nightingale. We become what we think about. All of us are self-made, but only the successful will admit it. Zig Ziglar, the number one motivational speaker on the planet. I listened to him over and over and over again. He said, and listen to Paul Harvey. He's the world's greatest communicator. Success leaves clues. Listen to people that master their craft, who are doing what it is you want to do. He's the tops in radio. "I will, sir. I will." You must be willing to do the things today others won't do, Mr. Brown, in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have. Do you understand? "Yes, sir, I do." "Yes, sir. I'm willing to sacrifice, sir. I'm willing to do whatever is required, sir." "Yes, sir, I will." And so I did that. I developed myself. I listened to tapes. I went to seminars and workshops. And then I went to apply for a job on Miami Beach as a disc jockey. Milton Butterball Smith was the program director. "Hello, Mr. Butterball. How are you, sir?" "My name is Les Brown, sir. I'd like to be a disc jockey." "Young man, do you have any journalism in your background?" "No, sir, I don't." "You have any experience in broadcasting?" "No, sir, I don't." He said, "I'm sorry, we don't have any job for you." How many of you have been rejected? Raise your hand. I was devastated. I went back and I said, "Mr. Washington, they said no." He said, "Don't take it personally. Most people are so negative, they have to say no 7 times before they say yes." He said, "You gotta be hungry. Go back again." "Yes, sir." "Hello, Mr. Butterball. How are you, sir? My name is Les Brown, sir. I like to be a disc jockey. Weren't you here yesterday?" "Yes, sir." "Didn't I tell you no yesterday?" "Yes, sir." "Then why are you back today?" "Well, sir, I didn't know whether or not somebody was laid off or somebody was fired, sir." "Nobody was laid off or fired. Now get on out of here." I came back the next day. "Hello, Mr. Butterball. How are you, sir? My name is Les Brown, sir. I like to be a disc jockey." "I know what your name is. Weren't you here the last 2 days?" "Yes, sir." "Didn't I tell you no the last 2 days?" "Yes, sir." "Then why are you back today?" "Well, sir, I didn't know whether or not someone got sick or someone died, sir." "No one got sick or died. No one was laid off or fired. Now don't you come back here again." I came back the next day talking loud, looking happy like I see you for the first time. I said, "Hello, Mr. Butterball, how are you?" He looked at me betrayed. He says, "Go get me some coffee." I said, "Yes, sir." My favorite book says, "The greatest among you will be your servant." How many are serious about reaching your goals? Raise your hands, please. Write this down. Provide more service and you get paid. When I got into the speaking industry, it was and still is governed by the Dale Carnegie course, which is a great course. Tell them what you're going to tell them. Tell them, and then tell them what you told them. Have you heard that? Raise your hands. I train my speakers just the opposite. My favorite book says, "In all thy getting, get understanding." I teach my speakers to conduct communications intelligence. Find out who they are. I tell you what I'm going to tell you. I'm giving you information in a speech from my point of view. If I take the time to find out who you are, I'm now giving a presentation from your point of view. That gave me a competitive advantage in the marketplace because all the speakers I have memorized scripts. So you must be willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have. I train myself to speak extemporaneously. I read 1 to 2 books a week. The average American reads 1 book a year. If you just read 1 book a month, in 5 years, when the average American would have read 5 books, you'd have read 60 books. That will give you a competitive advantage. So I speak to all types of groups. Doctors, lawyers, scientists, engineers, multi-level marketing people, prisoners, juvenile detention centers. It does not matter because I've prepared myself. And you can do that. I teach speakers how to do that. Now earning $150,000, $200,000 a year, growing their organization because money is at the front of the room. You've got a great presenter at the front of that room, and folks will sign up. How many of you know that would be true? Right? Let me coach y'all, teach y'all, bring it out of you. Trust me on that. Ask y'all about it. You know I don't play. All right? So you got to be hungry. I went back again. And I was working in the station as an errand boy. I go get their lunch, their dinner, and I stand in the control room, memorizing the hand movements, knowing my time will come. Write this down. I expect to be successful. Yes. So you got to operate with the spirit of expectation. When you approach somebody about this business, you want to have a mindset as you look at them. The only reason they were spared from birth control was to sign up to be with you. How do you think I got here? Corporations have to choose. They have to choose over people with PhDs and MBAs and years of corporate experience that I don't have. How do you think I got here? I had to develop my mind that when I went in and going up against them and they had PowerPoint presentations and computer technology and I don't have any of that. All I had was my mind and my mouth and my look at them was. I'm the reason you were born. People looking at you, they feel your energy. And if you have any doubt in your system, in your spirit, they will detect it. Am I making sense to you? That's why you got to listen to stuff every day. I'm going to, you, now how many of y'all, some of y'all pumped up now since I've been talking to you. I'm about to get excited myself up in here. You've got to be a little crazy to believe you can get out of where you are, to break loose out of the crowd. You've got to be a little out of your mind. Let that mind be in you. That means you've got to have another mind in you. The one you've got right now won't serve you. That's why Einstein said, the thinking that has brought me this far has created some problems. This thinking can't solve. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes, and so provide more service than you get paid for. Write that down. Provide more service than you get paid for. I was building relationships with them. I came there as a disc jockey, but I wouldn't get lunch and the dinner. I was serving them. I was building a relationship. Weekends, they would come out. Hey, who did this? Who did this? Who cleaned my car? When I came here early today, Johnny said, what do you need? I said, Johnny, can't find my belt. He said, I'll be right back. He went and got my belt. What do you need? Johnny, I was thinking about doing a power presentation. Don't worry, I'll take care of it. He models that. He does that. So he is. He's a servant leader. He's exactly. Every time I come here, even if I'm not here for him, and this first time like this, you don't say, what can I do for you? With no strings attached. He didn't say you owe me one. No strings. That's who he is. And that's why he's so successful. He serves. Find ways to serve people. If they say no, don't get angry. Don't try and convince them. They say no, it's okay. So is there anyone that you can refer me to that you think would be interested? See, a lot of people telling you no to save you some time because they know they're flaky and not serious. You don't want an organization full of dead people. My favorite book said, let the dead bury the dead. Come down and follow me. You don't want people in your business who need more money. You want people in your business who want more money. And so they would come out, who cleaned the car? I did, sir. Who waxed this car? I did. How much do I owe you, young man? Oh, nothing, sir. I just want to help out. Wow. Let's say build relationships. Let's say together, build relationships. Yeah, write this down. You want to build relationships with people. Don't teach people like, don't treat them like a transaction. You're going to be here for a long time. You want to build relationships. They might say no today, a month from now, a year from now. They might be in the right place. They say, you know what? Hey, look here. Tell me about that opportunity. They see you looking differently and being successful. You know, you got a full glass. You got to tell nobody. They look at you and say, hey, tell me, you remember you were talking to me? Tell me about that again. You know, relationships. And they'll become a good referral source for you as well. So I was building relationships. I said, here, here are my car keys. Yes, sir, what do you want? Well, Donald Ross and Supremes are coming to town. The Four Tops and the Temptations. Will you pick them up for me? Oh, yes, sir. I would drive the disc jockeys, big long Cadillacs, all over Miami Beach. Didn't have any driver's license, but I'll drive my car. Then one day, it was a Saturday afternoon, a disc jockey by the name of Rockin' Roger was drinking while he was on the air. Rockin' Roger got so drunk, he could not complete his show. He began to stumble in words. He about to fall off the chair. It was a Saturday afternoon, and I was the only one there, looking at him from the control room window, walking back and forth, young, ready, and hungry. I was saying, great rock, great. Great rock, I'd have gone and get it some more if you'd asked it to. Then pretty soon the phone rang. It was the general manager, and I answered the phone. I said, hello? He said, young boy, this is Mr. Clyde. I said, I know. He said, Rock can't finish his program. I said, I know. He said, would you call one of the other DJs in? I said, yes, sir. I hung the phone up. I said, now he must be thinking I'm crazy. I called my mama and my girlfriend, Cassandra. I said, y'all come out on the front porch and turn on the radio. I'm about to come on in. About 20 minutes, and I called him back. I said, Mr. Klein, I can't find nobody. He said, young boy, you know how to work the controls? I said, yes, sir. He said, go on there and segue the record, but don't you say nothing here. I said, yes, sir. I couldn't wait to get old Rock out of there. I put on a fast record. I said, look out, this is me, LV Triple P, Les Brown, your platter playing papa. There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only. Young and singly, love to mingle, certified, bona fide, dubly qualified to bring you satisfaction and a whole lot of action. Look out, baby, I'm your love man. I was hungry. Get off that microphone. Don't let this 62 fool you. Young brooms feet clean, but old broom know where to go. Let's say it together. It's possible.
It's possible.
I can live my dream.
I can live my dream.
It's necessary.
It's necessary.
I was born to be a winner. To be a winner.
I was born to be a winner.
I was born to win.
I was born to win.
I was born to be wealthy.
I was born to be wealthy.
I was chosen.
I was chosen.
Out of 400 million sperm.
Out of 400 million sperm.
God wanted me.
God wanted me.
Because I'm special.
Because I'm special.
It's me.
It's me.
I've got to do something.
I've got to do something.
It's hard.
It's hard.
Easy is not an option.
Easy is not an option.
But it's worth it.
But it's worth it.
Therefore, it's done.
It's done.
Sick of fucking.
Sick of fucking.
Shake someone's hand on your right and left and say, I'm ready now. How many of you who love this guy, raise your hand quick. That's how you'll be. Before you see your customers, what you want to do is listen to Choosing Your Future. It will build your energy level up just like this, even more, because during that time, I had missed a lot of meals. In the early time, you want to see, during the good times, you put it in your pocket. During the tough times, you put it in your heart. Yes. It's going to change you. Some of you are my assignment. I can't wait to get to you. Now, here's the last thing. Let's say, I'm going to take care of myself. Ladies and gentlemen, it takes stamina to be an entrepreneur, to build a business. Take care of yourself. 9 years ago, I was diagnosed, as I said, with prostate cancer. March 24th, 2005, after having a plant-based diet, after 238 radiation seed implants, PSA was, then is now, 125. 1 to 4 is normal. And Dr. Robert Bard said, wow. He said, that good, wow, bad, wow. He said, good for you, bad for me. What do you mean? He said, there's no cancer in your seminal vesicles. There's no cancer in your lymph nodes. There's no cancer in your prostate. Mr. Brown, you are cancer free. So I'm doing a tour this year called You Are More Powerful Than Cancer. I found in my research, and one of the reasons, if you know someone that's ill, that's facing a health challenge, to play, give them Choosing Your Future. Tell them to listen to it over and over and over again, because studies indicate more people die from a doctor's prognosis than from the disease itself. And I'm going on a campaign, because I think doctors should never tell someone they're terminally ill. I think what they should say is that my knowledge and ability to help you has terminated. Now, you need to do something else. And it's possible someone else has an answer. Am I making sense? Yeah, because they don't have the answer does not mean there's no answer. How many of you know somebody that's supposed to be dead but they're still here? Raise your hand. All right? So there's a clue. There's a clue. And so what, listening to it over and over, I've had so many people who've listened. Joe, have you ever heard of Eddie Long, Bishop Eddie Long? Heard? His brother, Joe Long, had prostate cancer, lived in Orlando. He called me and they gave him 3 months to live. I'm talking publicly. Eddie Long is a well-known bishop on television. His brother, he called him. He called me. My brother has prostate cancer. His PSA is 550. Son, I said you had it, you beat it. Yes. Can you help my brother? I said, of course I can. My God, you called me in the fourth quarter, 3 months. Let me go see. It had metastasized to his bones. The first thing I gave him was Choosing Your Future. I said, I want you to listen to this, and I want you to follow what I've done. Wait a minute, he said, I've got to talk to my doctor about these things that you're suggesting. I said, wait a minute, are you still speaking to your doctor? Man told you you're going to die in 3 months? Are y'all on speaking terms? This man is my God. And let me tell you something, I'm talking to you, don't interrupt me. Right. Don't you talk when I talk. You understand me? I beat cancer. You need to shut up and listen. Right. You deal with cancer, you need to put as many bullets in it as possible. Cancer is not to be played with. So you just chill. It's okay. I think I scared that cancer out of him. He is now, his PSA is zero. This is a 14-month. He's cancer-free. Cancer-free playing basketball with his 14-year-old son. His mindset, and he has to be willing to make a radical change in his habit. As every choice you make must indicate to your body that you plan to be here. I was walking across stage looking 3 months pregnant. That's not it. You've got to take care of yourself. Let's say take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah, when you start working, you know, you entrepreneur, you're going from 9 to 5 to from 5 until you faint. Right? So I'm going to show you. I'm 62, all right? Let me show you what I've been speaking for how long? About an hour and a half? That's a lot of energy. Would you agree? Yeah. That's a lot of energy. Watch what the old man's going to do now. Y'all count it off. And don't y'all forget to go out there and get the tapes when I finish.
Thank you.
That's not bad for 62, am I right? Well, I gave off a lot of energy speaking for an hour and a half. So you just can't give the message. You must be the message. Does that make sense? Did you want to enjoy yourself? You're not crazy. You're supposed to be here. It's your time.
Yes.
This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. God bless you, and God bless your baby. Thank you.